The operator of downtown's Jacksonville River Taxi is waiting for a decision that could determine whether it remains in business. As WJCT's Taylor Johnson reports, the city council is considering a deal that could use taxpayer money to keep the boats afloat.
The water taxis in downtown Jacksonville allow riders to travel to sports games, concerts, and events near the St. Johns River. They also connect cultural centers like Mosh, the Riverside Arts Market, and Metropolitan Park. Lakeshore Marine Services operates the two water taxis. Co-owner Heather Surface says the taxis do well on the weekends and during events, but few people ride on weekdays.
The service is not sustainable based on ridership alone, at least not from what we've experienced in the past 10 months.
The bill before City Council would use a combination of tax dollars and private contributions to help shore up the company. The city would provide matching funds up to $240,000 over 2 years. Lakeshore Marine Services would first have to raise private sector money. The Florida Times Union and Jacksonville Jaguars have already signed on as partners. Service says the goal isn't just staying in business. She envisions adding sunset cruises, more private tours, and other events that would help keep people downtown after hours.
The St. Johns River is our community's greatest asset, and it's been underutilized for years.
The city council could vote on the bill before Mayor-elect Lenny Curry takes office July 1st. Taylor Johnson, WJCT News.